And producer, it's the one and only Chester with.
Planet Dead, Saturdays 9 till 10, Zambian music lives.
Yeah. Pineapple on my tongue.
Better Together, a product of Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
The headlines this afternoon. Two suspects nabbed following theft of fertilizer at ETG. Annual inflation rate remains at 16.5% in April 2025. And DR Congo and M23 rebels reach ceasefire deal in Qatar talks.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Two suspects have been apprehended in connection with the theft of over 1,500 by 50 kilogram bags of fertilizer at the export trading group ETG in Lusaka's Chinika industrial area. Police have also recovered 366 bags of the stolen fertilizer. According to Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi, the theft occurred between 18 hours on April 20th and 06 hours on April 21st, 2025. Mr. Chilavi says the suspects allegedly broke into the ETG warehouse and made away with bags of urea fertilizer, each weighing 50 kilograms and bearing the company's brand. He has stated that the breakthrough in the case came after a police tip-off led to the arrest of Sydney Moma of Kanyama Compound, who is believed to have driven a white man truck bearing registration number BAR6490, which was used to transport the stolen goods from the scene. Mr. Chilavi has explained that under interrogation, Mr. Moma revealed that the fertilizer had been delivered to Mumbwa, and acting on this information, police officers proceeded to Mumbwa District, where they arrested the second suspect, identified as Andrew Hamunji, a local businessman involved in agro-based activities. Mr. Chilavi has stated that Mr. Hamunji was found in possession of all 366 stolen bags, which have since been recovered by police, adding that the truck used in the transportation has also been impounded, and both suspects are currently in police custody as investigations continue.
Following a report of breaking into a building and committing a felon therein at the Export Trading Group ETG Company warehouse in Lusaka, which occurred between 18 hours on April 20, 2025 and 06 hours on April 21, 2025 in Chinika Industrial Area, Lusaka, police have apprehended two suspects in connection with the incident and recovered 366 bags of fertilizer. Received a tip-off that led to the apprehension of Sidin Muma, a 47-year-old from Kanyama Compound. He is believed to be one of the drivers who transported the fertilizer from the warehouse using a white man truck, registration number BAR6490.
President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed Zambia's profound sorrow at the passing of Pope Francis, describing him as a beloved spiritual leader whose life and teachings inspired millions around the world. In his message in the Book of Condolences, in honor of Pope Francis at the Apostolic in Lusaka this morning, President Hichilema has extended heartfelt sympathy to the Vatican and the global Catholic community. He has paid tribute to the late Pontiff's enduring legacy of humility, compassion, and unwavering faith. The President has reflected on Pope Francis's powerful teachings on peace and the care of society's most vulnerable, noting that his message resonated deeply within Zambia's diverse communities. President Hichilema has urged Zambians to honor the Pope's memory by strengthening their commitment to one another. Opposition Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD President Nervous Mumba, has backed the enactment of the Cybersecurity and Cybercrimes Act, citing its potential to protect innocent Zambians from online abuse. Speaking when he featured on Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Dr. Mumba argues that the law is necessary to curb the misuse of cyberspace, which he believes is being used to destroy people's lives. He has emphasized the importance of regulating cyberspace to prevent it from becoming a platform for hate speech, violence, and character assassination. Dr. Mumba has also expressed concern about the tone of online discourse, particularly among politicians. He has urged political leaders to engage in respectful dialogue, avoiding hate speech and personal attacks that can incite violence.
It is trying to cure the mistreatment of innocent Zambians or the profilation of evil into a country where we would like to develop a certain culture of respect, honor, dignity, and Christian values. This is our goal. But we have now seen how people are using cyberspace to destroy people's lives completely. Before they say it, let them count the cost. If you are not sure that never stored the 200 kwacha you're talking about, don't you go on social media and poison the population so that people hate that person or turn away from him.
The United Nations Development Program, UNDP, has launched a landmark report on nature-related financial risks in Zambia, placing the country among the first in Africa to take a systematic, data-driven approach to evaluating how the financial sector depends on and is vulnerable to the loss of biodiversity and ecosystem degradation. Speaking during the launch, UNDP Economic Advisor Dr. Ojijo Odhiambo has emphasized that nature is a foundational pillar of Zambia's economy, yet the financial sector has historically operated with limited insight into these critical dependencies and associated risks. Dr. Odhiambo said the report not only identifies these risks, but also provides practical, actionable recommendations tailored to Zambia's financial landscape.
This report is a milestone, not only for Zambia, but for the region. Little wonder that we have even a regional technical advisor, as it positions the country among the first in Africa to take a systemic, data-driven look at how financial sector depends on and is exposed to risks linked to loss of biodiversity and degradation of ecosystems. Just another footnote, I had a lot of biodiversity stress and water stress and water index, but I didn't hear about degradation, because you can, in my view, you can have degradation without biodiversity loss or major biodiversity losses.
Speaking at the same event, Ministry of Green Economy and Environment Permanent Secretary Dr. Dauti Chibamba has stressed the urgent need to integrate environmental considerations into financial planning and decision making.
Zambia's economy is heavily reliant on natural capital. Our forests, water resources, wetlands, and rich biodiversity are not only sources of livelihoods for our people, but they also underpin critical sectors of our economy, including agriculture, tourism, and the energy. However, these resources and the ecosystems are under increasing pressure due to climate change and sustainable land use and biodiversity losses.
Meanwhile, climate and environment lead at the British High Commission in Zambia Nicholas Mason Clements highlighted the UK's financial support.